You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Gold with Dom and Jeremy!
Yeah, kid.
Ready to play. Let's meet players representing for the ladies today. It's Emma. Hi, Emma. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good now. We've been waiting for an Emma to call all morning.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
So thank you.
What do you do, Emma?
You're welcome. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, that's all right.
How many you got running around under your feet there?
Two,
well. What's the age range?
One will be 5 on Thursday, and then the other one is 7.
Have you had to call poison control yet?
No, not yet.
That's good.
Fingers crossed I get to push that out a little longer.
I only had to do that once so far with the kiddos when Reed wandered into the bathroom and took a swig of rubbing alcohol that was on the counter.
What'd they tell you? Totally fine, though?
They're like, give him a peanut butter sandwich, I believe was their...
Peanut butter sandwich?
They say keep an eye on him, make sure he isn't stumbling around like a drunk sailor, and then give him a peanut butter sandwich.
God, I'm going to go drink some rubbing alcohol today, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Kids, don't do that.
Don't drink alcohol, guys.
What's your 7-year-old into these days?
He just got a skateboard.
Oh, that's great. All kids go through the skateboard phase.
Yeah.
So that's what he wants to do all the time.
You might be going to the ER instead of calling poison control.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, first broken
that
bone.
That won't be our first one.
Why? Yeah. Oh, why did you go to the ER before?
He's broken his collarbone and had a bite through the tongue pogo stick accident.
The pogo stick came up and hit him like in the bottom of the like his chin or something.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, bit right through his tongue.
But I'm a good Sorry, mom. No poison control.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'll give you a ding for that.
You're funny.
That's well played. Yeah, that's good. I'm sorry to laugh at his pain, but that's a pogo stick in the chin is just damn funny.
That's a good story right there.
Yeah, so, he made it. He made it out of there.
He bounced. Did he bounce back? Dad jokes for days.
Emma, good luck to you. The girls are up 2-1, and the guy who's going to try to tie it up is Kyle. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the show.
What's up, boys?
Hey, I'm Kyle. Did you go to the largest gatherings of Kyle's in Kyle, Texas?
You know, I was invited, but no, I didn't make it.
He didn't show up, huh?
Why don't you go? They
no,
can use all the
No, I figured there was enough of them
get.
There.
No, I don't think they broke the
record. I didn't
the
think
record.
There was enough drywall there. It's a running joke. Kyle's punch drywall, drink monster. It's a thing.
Kyle rage is a thing? Kyle anger?
I wasn't hip to that, I guess.
I didn't know that.
I wasn't tuned into it either until I was scrolling Facebook one day and realized that's what we do.
Kyle has anger issues. Okay. That's hilarious.
What do you do, Kyle? Okay. Angry Kyle, what do you do?
I'm actually a supervisor for a security and fire alarm company.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I've got no follow-up to that whatsoever.
Have we talked to you before?
It's been a minute, but once before.
I feel like you're very familiar with that job. So, okay, that's great. You're still going at it.
Did you get angry the last time you talked to us?
No, not at all. And I even lost, but it was a fun loss.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Let's play a little Boys Against the... You haven't played Boys Against the Girls in the last year, have you?
No.
Nah, that was a... Nah, I don't think so.
I feel like he's lying, but you know what? We don't know.
So you're angry and you're a liar.
Okay, ask my wife how my timeline is for my memory. It's not very well.
Oh, really? You get confused a lot?
Not at all.
You better start taking some ginkgo biloba.
I stopped talking to your wife a few months ago. All right, let's play Boys Against the Girls. Here's how it works. I'm going to be asking Angry Kyle some questions that women probably more likely would know the answer to. Jeremy will ask Emma some questions that guys are probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. And if we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. And we alternate who goes first. This game brought to you today by Lumen Technologies. The girls are up first today. Jeremy, Emma's all yours.
All right, pogo stick Emma, here we go. I'll give you a car one to start things off. What car company makes the Armada SUV? The Armada.
Oh, my husband's going to be so mad at me.
Guess.
He has anger issues.
Chevrolet.
No. Does your husband have anger issues like Kyle?
He will if I didn't get that question right.
Well, you didn't, so get ready.
More shame issues.
It's a Nissan product.
Oh.
Okay.
Over to Angry Kyle we go. Kyle, let's see how you do with rom-coms. Drew Barrymore, you may have heard of her. Drew Barrymore is an art teacher with amnesia in what popular rom-com? What's it called?
50 First Dates.
That
yes.
is correct.
Such a good movie.
It's hilarious. Love that movie.
That's an Adam Sandler movie.
It sure is. Yeah, and I like the penguin.
Yes.
Okay, you know a little too much about your rom-coms. All right, back over to Emma we go.
Oh, Emma, are you familiar with the brand Old Spice?
Sure.
I love their old-timey tagline. It was, if your grandfather hadn't worn this, you probably wouldn't exist. That was their original tagline.
That's cool.
Speaking of Old Spice, though, what is their logo?
A sailboat.
You can accept that,
I'll
right?
give it to you. I'll give it to you. It's more of a pirate ship now. The sailboat was a few years ago, but they upgraded it to like a big pirate ship.
It's a big
ship,
sailing
it's
ship.
It's a ship, though. I'll give it to you.
It's a ship with sails, so yeah.
You got it.
Nice.
Kyle, there is a popular reality TV show known as MAFS, M-A-F-S. What does M-A-F-S stand for?
Oh, man.
Take a guess.
Mothers and Fertility State. I have no idea.
See, you weren't getting it. I could have thrown the buzzer, but I wanted to see you finish.
Fertility State.
That's really good.
Who knows,
it stands,
man?
For Married at First Sight.
Oh, okay.
Married at First Sight is MAFS. Yeah. Still 1-1. Emma could take a lead here.
Emma, Kevin O'Connor is the host of what iconic home improvement show?
Guess.
Fix It with Kevin.
No. No joke, it's on in the studio as we speak. I'm watching it. This old house. Iconic.
Didn't that used to be What's-His-Butt's show?
Oh, Bob Vila, yeah.
Bob Vila.
May he rest.
Did Bob Vila die?
I don't think so.
Oh, God. Did he?
I don't think so. No. Bob, no.
Hold on. Let me look him up
May
real fast.
May he rest, though.
No, he's still alive. He's 77, though.
He's just sleepy. May he rest.
So, he's somewhere right now with his blinker on, right as
right
we
now.
Speak. Kyle, do you know if you get this question, you'll win the game?
Come on, Kyle.
I do now.
But if you miss it, we're going to sudden death overtime. There's a popular skincare line, and one of their big slogans is allergy tested, 100% fragrance free. What line is that?
Dove.
Good guess. That would be Clinique.
Oh, man.
Clinique is allergy tested, 100% fragrance free.
Oh, come on, Kyle.
Guys, we
come on.
Don't punch anything now. We we wrapped up regulation tied one apiece. We go to sudden death overtime. The first one to get one right will win, and Emma is up.
All right, Mama Emma. Please name for me the two male hosts on Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update.
What is the guy's name? I know.
One of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, which is Colin Jost and Michael Che are the two guys.
They are fun.
It's so much easier when I'm sitting on the couch hearing this radio show.
Yeah. You should go sit on the couch while you're playing, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore, but I see enough videos of those two guys, and they are damned funny.
It's the best part of that show, for sure.
It is funny. The way they set. I like when they write for each other, and they have to read what the other one has written.
So good.
Oh, that's funny. Kyle, your chance to steal the game here. Kelly Ripa is actually married to her co-host these days. What's his name? What's Kelly Ripa's husband's name?
I can see his face, but I don't know his name. I have to pass. I can't do it.
He's got a sexy name, too. Isn't it Mark Consuelos?
Consuelos.
Mark Consuelos.
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 Come closer, Consuelos.
Mark Consuelos me.
Oh. We're still in overtime.
Come on, guys. I'm running out of questions.
Yeah, we've asked you guys four
questions.
Come
on, Emma.
He's only gotten one. What the hell is going on?
Emma, do you like sports? Sports ball?
Yeah. I like sports ball.
This last Super Bowl that was played just a few months ago, what stadium was that played at?
Was that in Vegas?
Well, what's the name of the stadium?
Oh, you gotta make
her name. I was hoping you'd give it to me on that.
Stadium? Do I have the town right?
Well, I asked for the name of the stadium.
All right.
It's Allegiant Stadium.
God, that's a hard question.
I wouldn't have gotten
overtime,
that.
Buddy.
They only mention it like 9 million times during football season.
We're in overtime, dude.
We're paying attention to the football players.
Not my problem. Not my problem.
He's got it out for you today, Emma.
It was Mark Consuelos Stadium.
Kyle, let's see if you can get this one.
Come on, drink a monster and let's do this, dude.
Why would a woman put Vaseline on her teeth?
Oh. Oh.
Guess.
For whitening?
Because it's Saturday night, big boy.
She would put Vaseline on her teeth. It helps to prevent getting lipstick on her teeth. It keeps the lipstick off of there.
Mm-hmm. Duh.
That sounds terrible.
Sounds thick, doesn't it? Like,
it's terrible. But, boy, you better start whipping out a blinker for the question here pretty soon,
I might give you another car one. Emma Pants.
Okay.
What car company makes the Z4 Roadster?
Audi.
Nope.
No.
Different luxury
brand. Is it
Mazda? That's a BMW. Sporty little two-seater. Now what? Now what?
Now the
Kyle.
Almost.
Creepy Kyle. I think Dom ran out of questions.
Here's one.
Where else can you put Vaseline?
This is pretty easy, Kyle. The first person who ever shared the cover of O Magazine with Oprah, because she was known for, it was only her face on her magazine for years and years and years. The first person to share the cover with her used to live in the White House. Who was that person?
Michelle Obama.
The game is
over! Finally! Nice. Poor Emma.
I got it.
You did good today, Kyle. You did good.
You don't have to punch
anything. Thanks.
Take the rest of the
day
off.
Thanks, guys.
You know, Emma, you were absolutely charming and delightful, but I'm afraid I've got to serve up some medicine for you. Tell me when you're ready to hear it.
Give me that drywall from Kyle and I'll be ready.
No, you get this instead.
Boys rule.
Oh, Emma.
Listen, you go have a great day, okay?
Nice meeting you, Emma.
You guys too.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, you too.
Bye. Mr. Angry Kyle, you have tied it up for the month. It is now 2-2, so we want to thank you for your service. To gentlemen out there. If you will stand by, Josh is going to come back, and he will visit with you about your prize, okay?
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, buddy. Hold on.
Welcome. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Okay, that went a minute.
It went a long time, but you know what? I liked both of the players.
Me too.
They were quality people.
Indeed.